Hey everybody, this is Sean from ARVR Magazine, and today I'm talking to Rodrigo Costa from AG Immigration Law Group about how they're using immersive technology for immigration law. So, I'll see you in the episode. Welcome to the ARVR Magazine podcast, your source for news, trends, and analysis of the AR, VR, and immersive technology industry. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe. Hey everybody, this is Sean from ARVR Magazine. So in the past few years, we've seen a pretty big uptick in companies that are starting to use immersive technology to better connect with their clients. And one of the companies who's really sort of on the forefront of this experience is AG Immigration. And today I'm joined by their CEO, Rodrigo Costa, who's going to talk about how they're using immersive tech for immigration law. So, Rodrigo, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much, sir.
So let's just jump right into it. Let's start with just give me a little bit of background on AG Immigration.
Well, in AG Immigration, I'm CEO nowadays, but my background is actually I worked with IT for a long time in my life. I worked like a IT consultant for big companies in Brazil, like a Mercedes, ING. I worked there with Microsoft and Computer Associates.
So you eventually moved to the States some time ago and you started AG Immigration.
Yeah. When I moved to the US 9 years ago, I started here like a CEO in a investment company.
Okay.
In the US. And in AG Immigration, I'm here for 3 years, 3 years and a half.
Okay. So now tell me, how did your company start using immersive technology in the workplace? How did this come about?
Yeah, actually, we have a challenge in this kind of business. We work with immigration. And the immigrant, there are the United States, it's a big country with a lot of immigrants. And the immigrants came to the U.S., and the process to become a citizenship, it's so it's a challenge for immigrants because involved a lot of things. Involved not only the process with the United States government, involved the right school for the kids, involved the new culture, and we attended people from different countries, from Brazil, and we have more 32 different countries that we receive immigrants this country. And when we saw the metaverse technology, it was a nice choice to attend the customer and stay more close with our customers, because the experience in the metaverse is totally different when you use Zoom or Skype.
Right.
You can stay more close with our customer.
And so maybe explain a little bit how this works. Do you actually send a client a device and then it's ready to go and they sort of log in to your virtual office, or what's the process there?
Actually, we have an office in the US. We have an office in Washington, D.C., New York, Orlando, Florida, and Los Angeles in California. But some customers are in their country. And because of this kind of customers, they call us, they send an email, they enter in our website, and they make an appointment, and this appointment for a device is started using in the past, using Zoom or Google Meet. But now we can use, we can give to the customers this option to attend our customers from Metaverse, to improve the experience, the immersive experience.
Right. And so they're actually logging in the Metaverse, and then you conduct sort of a person-to-person conversation with them. I assume there's some way to, you know, you present documents and, you know, you have avatars that sort of represent all of you. I mean, what's sort of what's the experience there when they log in?
The experience is very nice, because when you're using Skype, Zoom, Google Meet, of course you can see the video, you can have audio, video, but it's totally different when you use Metaverse, because in Metaverse the experience, your feeling is like the customer is another side of the table. You can stay in the same room. The customer has an avatar. The attorney has an avatar. And the assistant has an avatar. And exchange the documents. You can exchange the experience. We can give the advice. And the customer feel more confident in this kind of environment, in this right. kind of ambient.
That must be kind of a challenge for some of your colleagues at the company you work for. I mean, how did you sort of incorporate that in your day-to-day workflow? Did you have to, was it extensive training with your colleagues?
Well, this experience create a face-to-face experience, a more personal connection and total of for clients. Of course, it was a challenge in my team. We start with training. Training in technology using the glasses. Nowadays we are using the Microsoft platform for Metaverse. And the biggest challenge was change the culture, because attorneys, they are more traditional professional.
Right.
And in my opinion, the attorneys, they are more normally the customer feels like a distance from attorneys in the real people. And my challenge here is to become this experience more confident, more personal connection. With training the attorneys, with training the attendant, we changed our website and our system to attend the customer. Example, when you call to AG Immigration and when you send a message to arrange an appointment, you can choose what the channel you want to receive attendant. Example, you can have a meeting from Zoom, from Google Meet. You can use WhatsApp. WhatsApp is a platform from Meta. Mm-hmm. You can use WhatsApp in Brazil, South America, Europe. They use a lot WhatsApp. And right, the customer can
here too. Yeah.
The customer can choose receive some message, some attendant from WhatsApp. But nowadays, the customer can choose receive a meeting from Metaverse too. And there are another experience. Example, we have a formal office in New York. But in some cases, the customer can go there in our office. And in our office, we have an infrastructure with TVs, glasses, and the customer can use our infrastructure there, and the customer can receive a tenant from attorney in California, from another attorney in Florida, or in another state. And the feeling is like the experience is like a face-to-face experience.
Okay, so basically the client goes into sort of the local office in the country that they're at, and then you have this sort of setup, and then they can put on the headset, and then they can communicate
in
VR to the people in the different states in America. I get it now. Okay. Yeah. So a lot has changed in the last few years because of the pandemic and a lot of people working from home. Do you think this expansion into the metaverse, especially from your company, is this sort of a result of this remote work? Has this caused sort of an increase in clients for your company?
Yeah, I think after pandemic, unfortunately or not, because of the pandemic, the people are more prepared to solve a lot of problems through internet. Through remote services, through remote virtual environment. And this kind of environment, I think Metaverse grow because of this. I think in the past, it was impossible to gave some law advice, some law services from internet. But in pandemic, our company grew a lot because a lot of people around the world start talking with AG Immigration to receive some information about how can I go to the United States? How can I live legal in the US? And we start our services 100% in internet. Our local offices were closed. And because of this, all services worked remote. After this, we introduced Metaverse, and Metaverse for our customer, it's not so distant now. It's not so a distance for this technology. The people can understand that technology, they receive a good services with more comfort.
Right.
Yeah.
I guess that kind of leads into my other question. How has this new technology really, how has it shaped the way that you do business now? Has it changed things for you?
Yeah, I think, and we it's a process, Sham. I think, in my opinion, this process will grow in the next month, in the next years, because we can deliver a best services. We can deliver a nice experience for the customer using the technology. Technology for me, it's a tool to bring the relationship with attorney, the technician, with a real customer, and to put them together in the same experience. And for me, it's changed a lot our way, like we do business.
Right. How has this technology sort of been accepted by your clients? Because I can imagine some people think of a law firm and they think, you know, suits and ties and people being very serious. And then when you present the metaverse to them, maybe they think, wow, crazy avatars and game monsters and stuff. Are people open to this? How are they accepting this new tech?
It's a challenge for attorneys. But the lives change. For me, metaverse today, it's like an internet a few years ago. It's impossible to think you put your company on a new environment, a new technology. In the past, the company didn't has a website. Nowadays, internet is so common for everybody. Metaverse for me, it's like a internet in the past. Of course, it's a challenge, but to change the culture. But in my opinion, I give you an example from a law firm company. For me, it's like a hospital. In a hospital, you can have a specific room when you do the surgery. For the surgery, you must to have doctors who specialize in that kind of surgery. But in a hospital, you have another department. You have a different process. You don't need attorneys. In AG Immigration, we understood like this kind of example. Of course, we have a technicians. We have a exceptional attorneys, but for the relationship with the customer, we put all technology available and people who is prepared to relationship with the customer. I think it's a big difference for us.
And I mean, are they open to it when you say that option? Are people like, "Whoa, that's exciting," or are they like, "I'm just trying to think of from a marketing perspective as a company, how is that perceived by clients who maybe have never experienced that before? Are they excited about it? Are they scared?"
Yeah, it's a good question. Of course, we have different kind of customer. When you have a young customer, it's not a problem for them,
right?
But when you have a customers with certain age, it's a challenge. But the customer now, they can choose the way, the channel to receive the attending. To receive the services, we are doing some events. We bring the customers, and we show them the technology. Like, oh, it's a real, it's possible, it works. And I think the our challenge is it's involved like with a culture, with a training. But when you show the technology to the customer, it's not a problem. It's working very well for us.
So, you know, as a law firm that's using this technology for the first time, I assume your clients, I mean, maybe some of the clients have dealt with law firms and lawyers in the past. I'm curious how this technology has been accepted by your clients. I mean, obviously the goal is to increase the sort of the personal experience. What's the feedback you're getting from them?
Yeah, it's a good question. The customer experience is almost our customers are out of country. And the process to, example, the process to get a green card takes sometimes 1 year, 1 year and a half, because the process is too long. And the customers are waiting in another country. They talk with us through email, through telephone, through Zoom, Google Meet, okay. But when we invite our customers to try the Miraverse experience, the results, it's so nice because it always, always we heard, wow, it's like this meeting was like I was in person.
Right.
The feeling was like we are staying in the same room. And it's so nice because, of course, you have an avatar. An avatar, it's not the quality of avatar. It's not perfect yet. It's not perfect yet, in my opinion. But the feeling when you participate in a meeting using this environment in Metaverse, the experience is very nice because right. We are talking with a real subjects. We are talking with real cases. And after some time, the customer feeling, it's like a real.
Right.
You can talk looking directly to the person. When the person distance from the table, you can feeling the difference. It's the experience is very, very nice.
Well, I think it's really exciting to learn how your company is using this. I never really envisioned, you know, I mean, I assume that all kinds of people will be adopting this in the future, but I never quite pictured a law firm, how that would fit into the puzzle piece of the metaverse. So it's pretty exciting to see how you're using it. What's next for you guys? Where are you headed? Are you planning on expanding this particular initiative with virtual reality?
Yeah, our next initiative is because we have employees spread in different United States states, different states here. We have some employees in China. We have some employees in Brazil. And we have a project. We start have our meetings using Metaverse, and our meeting happened today nowadays in Google Meet. Mm-hmm. But we start have a meeting using Miraverse with all tools to use the wall, to share the documents, to share information. We start the meeting in the board, but in the next steps is using for the this kind of technology for another levels in the company.
Okay, so you're not just using it with your clients, but you're using it for your employee meetings as well, right?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
yeah.
crazy. That's great. Yeah. How is that working out? I mean, are people people finding that? Are they comfortable with that?
I think always is new. It's not so comfortable. It's uncomfortable in the at the beginning. But after you start using, it's became comfortable. It's became because you have a lot of benefits. This for me, this experience, this personal connection with people, for me is the best.
Well, that's really exciting to hear how you're using this tech. If I'm going to wrap this up now, but, if my listeners want to learn more about your company, how can they, where would they go?
Well, they can, enter in our website, www.agimmigration.law, or in our Instagram, agimmigration.law.
Okay, great. Well, it's been great talking to you, Rodrigo. I wish you all the best, and I look forward to seeing how your company progresses with that. It's really exciting to see how you're using the tech. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Thank you so much, Sean.
If you like this podcast, don't forget to click the subscribe button to stay up to date on all the latest episodes. This podcast has been brought to you by the Robot Spaceship Podcast Network. For more info and other great podcast series, go to robotspaceship.com and subscribe.